my second guess, or maybe my second best. What do I have to do to know that I'm getting through?
What are you surprised me?
I don't have much to say.
Esperanza Spalding.
Esperanza Balding?
No, Esperanza Spalding.
Is she like Spanish or something like that?
Well, she's like half black, half like mixed.
Okay.
But
what do you mean
partial,
half?
She's partial like Latino.
Okay.
She's like her black dad married a mixed woman.
Okay, gotcha.
This lady, I was just listening to her music. I was like, wow, she's really good. And then I looked at her up on Wikipedia. She's a prodigy. When she was 5 years old, she was a professional bassist, and she played in an orchestra.
What do you mean
at
professional?
A university.
What?
Yes.
She's five?
Yeah, or it was like a typo and they meant 15. But either way, if it was 15,
yeah.
Like that's so crazy. Like you're not, are you in high school when you're 15?
Actually, there was like a 9 year old that was playing like piano when they were like 10, like nine. And they're playing like professionally in front of like a crowd.
Oh my gosh. That scares me.
What do you mean that scares you?
It scares me.
Why does that scare you?
How can you be that good at something?
There was this one girl who was 15 and she won like 3 golf tournaments. Like the best, like the hardest tournaments in the world.
What?
And she's 15.
How would you feel if you lost to a 15-year-old girl?
Yeah, I'd probably quit. I'd probably quit at that point.
I might quit too. I'd be shocked.
All right, guys.
Welcome back to our podcast.
We're back at it.
You guys wanted more? We're going to give you more.
Mm-hmm.
Good to see you. Daniel, I think we talked a little bit about a name for the podcast. You want to introduce a new name for the podcast? You don't remember?
No.
On the way back from New York?
No.
Off Script.
Oh, yeah.
You like that name?
I like that name.
You think we're going to go by that?
We might. I think it's good. I like the name Off Script. Sort of like relates to like how our style of talking.
Yeah. We don't really plan a lot.
No. We don't plan anything.
Yeah, we...
Not yet.
We can't tell them that though. Now they're gonna think that we're unprofessional.
I think they can kind of tell though.
You think so?
If I was listening to this, I'd be like, wow, this is kind of bad. But I kind of like it.
Yeah, I kind of like it too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so today we're gonna get into a topic that we both really love. We're gonna talk about fashion today.
Yeah, baby.
Daniel, are you excited for this?
I'm ready.
And specifically when we're talking about fashion, we're gonna talk about our fashion when we were younger. Like.
Yeah, we're going to start young and then work our way up.
Exactly. Yeah, we're going to work our way up.
And then we're going to talk about how our style sort of evolved over time.
Right. So we're gonna kind of go back to the beginning when we were younger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every parent picks out their kids' clothes and they make choices when they pick out their kids' clothes.
Yes.
So what kind of clothes did your parents like dress you up in? Anything specific that you can remember?
The only thing I could remember is my parents dressed me up in this traditional Korean dress. But that was just because it was my birthday. It's 1 year old. But there's a lot of pictures of me in that.
Really?
Yeah.
They really liked you in that.
Called a hanbok.
Hanbok?
Yeah.
What does it look like?
Why are you emphasizing the K so much?
Hanbok?
Yeah, sort of. sort of like that.
What did it look like?
It was really cool. It's like a... It's sort of, have you seen like those like Japanese style dresses? I guess like you.
Kind of.
I don't know. Most people have seen those, that's how I describe it. But like, it's like a.
What are the Japanese?
It's like a robe. It's like a robe with very long sleeves.
Mm.
And it's made of like various silks and bright colors. Mm. And there's like designs all over it. It's very, very beautiful. Very cool. Yeah.
That's nice.
I know, it's really nice.
Is it the one with like the flared sleeves?
Yeah, it's like. Oversized sleeves and like the bottom is not like it's like a robe essentially, a long robe.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really really cool though.
It's kind of dope.
I may actually get one now.
You should. if you got one, do you think you could make one?
No.
Is it way too hard?
It's way too hard. It would look so bad. Those things are really expensive though.
Really?
Like thousands of dollars.
What?
Cause like it's really like high expensive materials.
And do people like make them here or do they?
No, it's
them?
Obviously made. You don't make them in America.
I mean, some people might.
I guess if you're like a true Korean, like you really know it well, you can make it in America, but most of them are in Korea.
You're not going to count yourself as a true Korean.
I wouldn't trust if it was made in America.
Oh, okay.
I would not trust it. It's like if it's made in China, you don't trust it. This time you want it to be in Asia.
That's a good point. Shoot. Okay. Well, that sounds kind of dumb.
Yeah, that's the only thing I remember me dressing up until I could remember what I was wearing.
Did you have like something that you wore to school?
No. Not really. I can't remember.
Nothing interesting.
What about you, dude? What did you wear?
When I was young, my parents really loved to dress me up in turtlenecks. Like, they were, well, here's the thing. This was their thinking. They were really practical, like, dressers. So they would be like, you have to be warm. And they wanted me to have as, like, much coverage as possible. So I'd constantly wear turtlenecks. I can remember, like, 5 different colored turtlenecks that I had when I was a kid.
Wow.
And I used to wear them so much that, like, somebody at my church noticed. And he's like, what's wrong with you, bro? Like, you're always wearing turtlenecks. Like, turtlenecks are out of fashion now. And I was like, I went home and I was like, I don't want to wear turtlenecks ever again.
How old was this until you were?
Oh, I don't know. I was, like, 10.
Really?
Yeah.
That's 8 a long time.
Yeah. Maybe not 10. But, like, I was 8 or something.
Wow. I don't remember anything like my parents forced me to dress in, like, regularly.
Really? Oh, this is the other thing. I used to have to tuck in my shirt all the time for so many different outfits. Even if, like, sometimes I'd be wearing t-shirts and my mom would want me to tuck my shirt in.
Yeah.
So I would tuck my shirt in, especially when I was going to church, all the time.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
And that was also something that I got, like, flared for, because people, you know, it just doesn't always look good.
No one tucked their shirt in at church?
No, some of them did, but, like, you know, when, like, in the kids ministry, everyone was a kid, so they're just, like, you know, they're just being casual dress, and I would be, like, here looking like...
Yeah, but you were ahead of the game when you were young.
I know, now I kind of wish I was, I just stick to
it. Why don't you dress like that now? You're just, like, not good.
Oh my gosh, what's wrong with you?
You should dress like that.
I'm just casual now. Here's my thinking around fashion. Like, there's an allowable way to dress. So if you're in, like, if you're in, like, middle school or whatever, you can wear, like, shorts and t-shirts.
Yeah.
Like, you would probably want to have, like, nice looking shorts and t-shirts, but you're, like, allowed to do that now. If there's a 40-year-old man walking around that goes to a barbecue in shorts and a t-shirt, it's just not, it doesn't look as good.
There's a ton, yeah.
Yeah, you know, you have to dress up when you're that age. Like, you have to dress better.
Well, I think it'd be really nice if a kid were to dress up nicely, even if they were young.
Like, all the time?
Yeah, I think it'd be, like, really cool.
Maybe. Or it would be, like, that stuck-up nerdy kid that nobody likes that always dresses.
That's kind of true. Maybe that would, like, create, like, bullying problems.
Yeah, maybe your kid, would just be bullied.
Yeah, that might be bad parenting right there.
Oof, yeah. I mean, it made sense because I was going to church, so my parents wanted me to look good, but just the turtlenecks all the time. I have, like, 5 different childhood photos. No.
Oh.
Well, they wouldn't even fit if I did.
Yeah.
But I had, like, 5 childhood photos of me in, like, a red turtleneck and a striped turtleneck.
Vertical, like, or horizontal? It's very important.
Horizontal.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Vertical would not.
Vertical would look really weird. Actually, no. Even if it's horizontal, you look like Where's Waldo.
Yeah, horizontal is, like, orange and white. And the other thing, I was a really smiley kid, too. I was a really smiley kid.
Mm.
So I would always be in pictures, I'd be like, have the biggest smile on my face with a turtleneck. It was like a little nut, like a little peanut. But yeah, that was my earliest memories.
Wow, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
What did I have when I go to church? I don't think I wore anything nice when I went to church.
You're just gonna say I didn't wear anything.
Maybe that, I don't know.
In bathhouse. No, I'm just joking. There's a Japanese bathhouse, right?
Well, it's all bathhouses. Okay. You can go to, like, Sweden.
Really?
I'm pretty sure it's naked, yeah.
Wow, that's kind of crazy.
You gotta be in your cleanest form, purest form.
You actually had a different experience than me of fashion when you were growing up, because you went to a public school.
Oh, true.
So yeah. what was fashion like in public school?
Fashion was just like...
What was your fashion?
For me, I don't really think I wore anything in particular. I think everyone in, like, elementary school just cared about shoes.
Oh, really?
Like, that's how, like, you knew, like, if you were, like, a good dresser.
Hmm.
Like, you had really cool basketball shoes and like that.
Hmm.
So, like, kids would, like, focus on that only. And I remember, like, one time I got these, like, pair of Nike, like, red Nikes with, like, you know, like, shocks in the heel.
Yeah.
I remember if you had shocks in your heel, you're considered cool.
What the heck?
So I got these specifically because they had shocks in my shoes, and I was, like, the happiest kid ever. I wore this for, like, 3 years straight.
People complimented you?
I don't think anyone compliments you, but I felt great.
That's really good.
Yeah, so, like, it was basically just, like, shoes were important.
Shoes were big.
Yeah, they were big back in the day.
Jordans?
No, no one had Jordans. People just had, like, I guess a few kids had Jordans that I knew, but, like, most kids didn't. It was just, like, it'd be, like, nice Nikes.
Mm.
That was important.
Okay.
I don't really remember anyone in my class, like, dressing super nice. Not until middle school. Because in middle school, that's when kids actually started caring.
Did you have the like the photos like when you were in elementary school of like
your everyone class,
in your, yeah,
your
everyone
class
in
photos?
Your class?
Yeah.
How were those? Sometimes I look back at those and I'm like, geez, these are so dated. Like, people thought that this looked good back then.
I mean, I think some of the things that the girls wore are kind of cute, but then, like, the guys just wearing, like, shorts and t-shirts. Like, literally every guy's just wearing shorts and t-shirts.
But I love the parents that were, like, really prepped their kids for picture day.
Oh, yeah, I know.
They were, like, a 1 week ahead. They were, like, picture day's in 1 week!
And then, like, you have 1 week to get your uniform ready. I'm like,
Like, they're starting to get their haircut. They're,
getting
ready to dress them nicely. They're, like, looking for an alpha.
I'm pretty sure, like, in all of my yearbook photos, I'm just wearing a t-shirt and shorts.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of sad.
Literally in all my yearbook photos. Like, I don't think my parents cared.
Really?
No.
I remember my parents used to make sure that my hair was cut. That was the biggest thing. Because you don't want to, like, go into picture day with, like, a dead haircut.
Shaggy.
Yeah. Because then that's just going to be there for the rest of your life.
But it's like you're a kid, though. I feel like you're allowed to get away with that stuff.
Still, but even, like, I don't know. Hair mattered. Actually, I'll get to hair a little bit later. But, like, hair, I feel like you don't want to be looking at that. It's just cringy if you look back at your hair back then.
Well, yeah, it's cringy, but it's, like, kind of hilarious. Like, if you look at my haircuts, like, it looks like a fishbowl or something. Like a hair fishbowl. It's, like, literally like a fishbowl on top.
It looks really good. Actually, I remember those photos. They look so funny. I really love looking back at that.
My freaking glasses.
Yeah, I used to, I guess I'll just talk about my hair now. I would get the same haircut every single time.
What was it?
It was just like a regular shape up. It was like my same barber. So my dad took me there and my barber just knew what to do. Yeah. He would give me like really, he would just like chop off anything that I'd grown and give me a shape up on the sides and then give me long sideburns too. Okay. That used to be my, distinguishing factor when I was in school.
Is that a long time?
Yeah. I had the long sideburns that kind of came down into tips. Like they would like tip. It doesn't sound good, but like it actually looked good. And people would be like, dang, like I like your sideburns. I'd be like, thank you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but. It's because, you know, I was the only, like, there's two other black guys.
So. Oh, true.
When one of them does a different hairstyle, you notice. But, yeah, that was my thing. But it was always just dead because I would just let it just grow out so ugly. It just looked so
like,
bad.
When it wasn't photo shoot time, you just didn't care?
No, well, just in general, I just did not care about my haircut.
I don't think anyone really cares when they're young.
Yeah, but you should. Well, actually, I don't know if you should.
I think as a kid, you shouldn't worry about that stuff.
Really?
Okay. Like, it creates like insecurities and stuff as a child that you shouldn't worry about.
That's true.
As a child, the only thing you should worry about is like, when is the next episode of like SpongeBob and SquarePants coming on?
Oh my god.
That's all you should be caring about, not about how you look.
That's not what you watched, did you?
Yes.
For real?
Yes.
I used to watch,
You weren't allowed to watch that, right?
Yeah, I wasn't allowed
to watch
SpongeBob.
Exactly, that's why.
It's because did I tell you why? It's because some kid, my mom told me the story about
he died or something.
Yeah,
he
jumped in like the sea to apparently go for SpongeBob.
Bikini Bottom, yeah.
And he died, and my mom was like, this show's dumb. Like, you're not watching this.
I don't think my parents ever saw anything like that. So they, I don't think they knew I was watching SpongeBob until I was like 12.
Really?
I went like 10 years of my life unnoticed.
You had 10 years of freedom?
Yep, I got away with it.
Dang. Yeah, I also wasn't like... Anyway, we'll get to TV and whatever. Let's stop that. But I think I wish my parents had taken more care. No, that's not true, actually. My parents tried. They would be like, go brush your hair. And I wouldn't brush my hair. They would be like, go comb your hair.
I feel like your parents always care the most.
Yeah.
Out of anyone.
Well, because it's like, it shows on them.
Yeah.
Like, if you're walking around and your kid like looks disgusting, like people are going to be like, what are you doing?
What if the parents don't look disgusting? What if they look really clean? Their kid is just wild.
Then it just makes them look like bad parents that are selfish.
Oh, true.
I don't know. Like, I don't want to, obviously you don't want to make your kid insecure or whatever, but I would be like, okay, we're going to get you a haircut today.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
For me, it wasn't that bad because my mom always gave me haircuts.
Really?
Yeah.
She like gave she, that she, haircut too.
Yeah.
She probably knew
she liked
it did not
it.
Look good.
No, she liked it. She thought it was cute, so she gave me bowl cuts every time.
Really?
Dude, my grandmother, she literally put a bowl in my head.
Are you This is so good.
This picture is because like my grandmother, she was a hairstylist, and like I was in her basement in her chair, and there's just a bowl on my head, and she's shaving it off. Dude, I'm definitely giving my kids bowl cuts.
You have to now.
It's gonna be
like a family tradition.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it. If I have a daughter and a son, I'm gonna give both of them bowl cuts.
Oh my god! What if you have twins so and you give them both bowl cuts at the same time?
That'd be so funny.
Okay. Anyway, yeah. So middle school was fashion pretty much the same. People just cared about shoes.
Yeah, mostly shoes was the biggest kid part. This one kid I knew, he said he had like 12 different pairs of Jordans. Turns out they were all fake. I believed it for like 3 years. Like after middle school, people said they were fake.
So dang.
Well, there we go. Yeah, it was a lot of shoes. But then like kids actually like started developing sort of styles, I would say. Like, the basketball shorts and shirts were really in still.
Wow.
But I knew a few kids that actually like wore like polos and like button downs every day.
Oh, wow.
There's like this one kid that's like one of my really good friends. And he actually wore like very nice clothes every day.
Oh, did he wear like, did he dress up
every day? No, like he just wore like collared shirts every day.
That's kind of nice.
He wore, like, he literally wore a collared shirt every day, I
think. Were they like, look good or were they like wrinkly?
No, they were nice. They were like good, like polo, like, you know, like those brands, like very good brands.
Wow.
Tommy Hilfiger. Yeah, I was like, okay. I mean, I didn't know back then, but then he was just like, I remember one time like when it came down to the voting for best dressed eighth grade year, he was like kind of like, be like, guys, I could kind of be like a dark horse right now. Like I think I could potentially win this. And I'm like, I'm looking at him like, what? Like, I don't see anything special about you. I was looking at this kid got Jordans. You just got some random Crocs. Like I don't really know what's going on. But
oh
then,
my god.
Yeah, I guess like now when I look back on it, he actually dressed pretty well.
Dang.
For like an eighth grader or a middle schooler, it was pretty good.
Good for him.
Yeah.
His parents did something right.
I guess he did.
Yeah. I remember that at my school. I actually want to know.
Okay.
Did people start like dressing in like particular styles, like somebody who like just skater, some people just
like emo. They had their look to them.
Yeah, yeah, like they had their own look.
There was this one girl who was a goth or emo, but then she didn't really come out goth and emo until like eighth grade. I don't know. There weren't really many kids I remember. Yeah, those are the only kid that had like a distinct look.
Yeah.
But I do remember there's one kid the hell out of everybody. I'm pretty sure he could have been like a school shooter.
Oh my god!
Dude, like I literally walked in the cafeteria and I saw him with a gun, like not a gun, but like his hand was in the shape of a gun and he was shooting people coming in, like walking in, with his hand. I was like,
oh god.
That's literally everyone thought he was like gonna be like a school shooter.
Shit, that's crazy.
I know. Yeah, he was an interesting child, but never did that.
Wow.
Thank God.
Praise the Lord for that.
Thank God.
Seriously. Yeah, what were you saying?
I don't know. That was it. Just that girl with the emo look. That was the only one I knew.
Oh, okay.
But it's distinct look. Dang.
Yeah, I guess at my school, it was kind of different because we all had uniforms.
Yes.
So, and let me describe to you our uniforms.
Could you tell that anyone who wore uniforms wanted, like, had a personality that like did not fit that uniform look?
Yeah,
like had like an emo or a goth look on it.
Yeah. Well, kind of. I'll explain to you what it was like.
Okay.
So the uniform was, for at least guys, it was black or brown shoes, khaki pants, a belt which could be black or brown too, a white long sleeve button down shirt.
Yeah.
And then a red and black tie.
Well, that's very strict.
It is strict. Yeah. Okay. It was like a collared shirt, red and black tie. And that was for most of high school. In middle school, it was like the only thing that changed in middle school was that it was like a plaid tie, but it wasn't like a good looking plaid. It was an ugly plaid.
Yeah.
Wait. But,
so they gave you the tie, or you?
No. You had to buy your uniform.
What?
Yeah. So you had to go to a uniform store basically, and then you would just find the sizes and whatever uniform like and whatever you needed.
I thought that wasn't allowed.
No.
What are you paying for?
The uniform. What do you mean? What are you paying for?
I mean, when you give money to the school, you're just paying for education. You don't get a uniform.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
It was pretty dumb. And there was like some other things that you could wear. So for example, you could wear like a certain sweater, or you could wear
Yeah. So like, vest. What's like the most you could customize your uniform?
Nothing.
Really?
Like you couldn't. There's nothing that you can do with that.
That's true.
Because
they even like told you what shoes you had to wear.
Yeah.
That's.
They had to be dress shoes too.
What?
Yeah. So they had to be black or brown dress shoes.
How young did you have to start wearing these uniforms? Like,
oh, you had to wear them. So it's K through 12. It's K through 12 for the
preschoolers.
Like, Yeah.
Kindergartners had to wear dress shoes.
Oh, well, okay. It was a little different for like the younger kids. So up till sixth grade, this is how it worked, right? Yeah. You would get a red. You would either have to have a red, white, or black. What is it? Polo shirt? It was like a polo shirt.
Collared shirt.
Yeah, collared polo shirt. But they were like the soft ones.
Yeah.
You could either wear khakis or you could wear shorts, but you can only wear shorts from February until May.
The springtime.
Yeah, only the springtime.
You couldn't wear it in the... Oh, yeah, okay.
You couldn't wear it in the fall either.
Yeah.
And then the girls had the khaki skirts. Uh-huh. Oh, God, they looked awful. They had these khaki skirts, and they would have, like, the same colored polos. You also couldn't, like... But you would still have to have the dress shoes. The only time you could change the dress shoes was when you were going to PE. And then in PE, you could wear... You had to wear white sneakers.
What?
White tennis shoes.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So.
They literally had everything. Like, what about like the underwear? They make you wear certain
underwear. Warm and underwear. Nah, but you could still tell because I remember in like from K to sixth or whatever, I can't remember how old you were, but like some people would be wearing like the regular same thing. So one of my friends, Nifemi, would wear a black, he had like three or four black long sleeve polos. And he would just wear the black long sleeve polos, no matter what the season.
Okay.
Like, he would just wear the black long sleeve polos all the time. Mm-hmm. And then this other girl, she, like, always had, like, her skirt some kind of way or something. I don't know. Yeah. Like, people could do, like, a couple of things, but it wasn't, like, hugely, hugely noticeable.
Okay.
And then in middle school, like, when we had the ties and the khaki pants, collared shirts or whatever, you could notice how people were wearing it. Like, some people were wearing it, like, preppy. Like, they looked good in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they looked like they were...
They looked clean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And some people looked like they had just, like, thrown it off and then just put it back on. Like, the pants were wrinkled. Like,
the buttons weren't all buttoned.
Yeah, it was. Or sometimes...
Half of it was, like, untouched.
One of my friends went the entire day with one of his buttons, like, askew.
Oh, like, wasn't aligned properly.
Yeah, yeah, they weren't aligned properly. And my teacher, the boys would... What they would do is that they would just loosen the tie, take it off... And then the next day, they would just put back on the tie and tighten it.
Yeah.
They wouldn't untie
it. They wouldn't have to undo it all the time.
Right. Uh-huh. And my principal used to come in and be like, you have to untie your tie and tie it back.
Damn.
Because it looked bad.
Damn.
Because after a while, like, the knot just, like, gets really
prickly
and
weird. Yeah, I understand that.
Weird.
Yeah. If you do it too often.
Yeah. So you can notice, like, the difference in, like, how people would dress if they're outside of school and things like that.
Dang, that's, like, really strict. That's the strictest private school uniform I've ever heard.
You could also not, like... Hair had rules too.
What?
Hair and earrings had rules.
Oh, earrings, I understand. But what do you mean by hair?
So hair, for guys' hair, it couldn't go below the earlobes.
Oh my God. And well, I guess, yeah.
You couldn't dye. You couldn't dye your hair.
Okay.
Or like have dye tips
but
or whatever.
That wasn't a big deal for young kids.
Yeah. And then for high schoolers, you couldn't have facial hair.
You can't have any facial hair?
Unless they gave special exceptions. So there was this one kid named Isaac, and literally he would shave, and the next day he would almost have a full beard.
Oh my God.
Like, the boy was a werewolf. And my principal was just like, keep it capped and nice.
Yeah.
And you can have it.
Okay.
But for the most part, like, yeah, nothing like that.
Wow, that's a
good. Yeah. So that's why I didn't even have that many clothes outside of school, because I would just be wearing a uniform all the time. So my parents would be like, we're not spending money on your outside clothes. Like,
that's true.
The uniform was expensive too.
They probably spent already enough money on your uniform.
Exactly. So I had pretty bad fashion outside of...
outside of school.
Yeah, outside of school, because I'd always be wearing the same thing every day.
So did you wear like your uniform stuff outside of school?
No, but what would happen is that like I would come home and then I would just like take off my belt and untuck my shirt and take off my tie and I would do my homework. And then by the time I'm done with my homework, be like 7 and I'm not going anywhere. So then I would just
like if put you were on to, sweatpants. If you were to like go out to like, I don't know, like your friend's house or like go out like with your mom somewhere, would you wear anything?
No, nothing nice.
You wouldn't wear like your uniform stuff?
Here's the other thing. I didn't go out with my friends because they all lived in Annapolis.
Oh.
And I lived in Clarksville. So I wasn't going anywhere.
True.
So I would just put on like sweatpants and I would just chill. I was a homebody.
Gotcha.
Yeah. That was me.
What about, yeah, that makes sense.
For church was when it really like showed.
But church was just like uniform stuff.
No. Church, well, when I was younger, it was.
Yeah.
Up till like middle school. And then in middle school, I changed it up.
What'd you do?
Well, middle school, I started noticing, I just wanted to be comfortable all the time. Yeah. And my parents We're like, okay, fine, you can be comfortable. Like, what do you want to wear? And I would want to wear cargo shorts.
Okay.
And I wanted to wear t-shirts all the time. Like, okay. Design t-shirts or whatever.
Okay.
And it was ugly. It was really ugly.
Yeah.
I would have like three different colored cargo pants and a couple of different t-shirts. And I would wear them, I would just mix and match them consistently.
Gotcha.
To the point that people, I remember this is like burned in my memory. I remember one day I came to church and one of my friends that was older than me, he was like in high school, he was like, yo, David, how are you doing? And I'm like, I'm pretty good. And he's like, weren't you wearing the exact same thing last Sunday? And I was like, yeah, is there a problem? And Simeon just shook his head and walked away. And I was like, what's his problem? And now I look back at that memory and I was like, that's absolutely disgusting.
It was the right reaction.
Yeah. His reaction was the right reaction.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So you're disgusted with yourself.
Oh yeah. For sure. I can't believe I wore the same shirt. It just was bad.
I pretty much wore almost the same thing every day at school.
Really?
I think I did. I used to wear like this Maryland hoodie. Ooh. With these jeans like almost every day.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was bad.
Did you wear jeans?
Yeah, I wore jeans.
I did not wear jeans.
But like they weren't like good, tasteful jeans. Like, they were just like regular jeans.
They were just nasty jeans?
I mean, they were nasty, but they were just like nothing. They were just like boring jeans.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah, if like you were to walk around your campus and just see like a normal jeans, it's like...
So basically, University of Maryland engineering student.
I pretty much look like an engineering student today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's how I looked like in high school. You can kind of say I was ahead of the game.
You were already ready. If the dean saw you, he'd be like, you're in.
Yeah.
Give him a scholarship.
You and be ready.
If you guys put
him on a brochure.
If you guys don't know what we're talking about, University of Maryland engineering students pretty much all look the same.
They pretty much wear the same thing almost every day.
Yeah. So they'll have like University of Maryland or just any free t-shirt that they've ever received.
Yeah, that's ever. So true. Yeah.
Any free t-shirt.
They'll have like any type of free t-shirt from like a coding event, engineering event, meet and greet, something like that. And then they'll just wear like some khakis or like
bland jeans.
Yeah.
And then they'll have hiking boots. The same hiking boots. I cannot tell you how many Morel hiking boots I've seen around the University of Maryland.
The ones go above the ankle?
Yeah. Yes. They're so bad.
Oh my God, that's so true. And then they'll wear those during like the springtime.
Yeah.
Like end of the semester, almost summer. Like, what are you doing?
I'm like, why are you always hiking?
And bro, the worst is when they wear shorts and socks and the boots. Oh my God. They look like some straight up like archaeologists or something like that. About to go to like on a trip to find some dinosaurs.
Yeah, there was this one guy that was my TA, and he had worn the same jeans so many times that they were like, they had gotten caught underneath his boots.
Oh.
So they started to fray at the bottoms. And so like the bottom back of the jeans was fraying all over the place. It was just sad.
I have a theory about why people do that. Well, like I think it's like kind of proven, but like I feel like they have so much going on in their head that they can't think about clothing.
Mm.
Like they're either too smart or they're like they just yeah. I think they're too smart.
I agree with it.
Like their brain can't like capacitate enough fashion for them to balance it with their intelligence.
Right.
Like they have too much. Like especially when they're studying, I guess they have too much going on.
Yeah, for sure.
But then I'm sense. Like, when college ends. Like, you gotta balance your life. Like, what are they gonna do?
Oh. They'll go to work and their work will have a dress code. And then that's what they'll use to dress all the time.
That sounds so bad.
It sounds kind of sad, actually.
I'm actually, like, somewhat excited to go into, like, a work and wear, like, professional clothes.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I am.
I'm gonna ball out and get, like, one nice suit and just, like, a bunch of nice clothes.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
I think when I get into the professional workplace, I'm gonna have to throw away like all the clothes I have now.
Or
I won't throw them away.
Why?
Well, it just like I won't be able to wear.
Well, you can't wear them, but you can keep them.
I can keep them. Maybe I'll give them away to like people.
I'm not throwing away any of my clothes.
Well, I'm not gonna be able to wear like if I wore this.
Well, yeah, but like
casually.
Yeah, but you can wear that casually. What are you talking about?
I want to wear like things out casually that still show I'm professional. So you know like those polo like long sleeves. The sweaters.
So you want to dress like a middle-aged white dad?
No. Well, no. Stop. Shut up. Okay. We'll talk.
I want to have like a distinct taste outside of work and like outside of work and in the work.
Hmm.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like I don't want them to be too related.
I don't want them to be related, but I want you to like be able to notice that I dress like a grown up, like a fashionable grown up, but I dress like a grown up. You know what I mean? But like right now, I dress like kind of like a college student. Kind of grown up. Like it's anyway, yeah.
Emphasis on college students.
Shut up. last question I have for you, and then I'll answer it too. What was the turning point that made you want to start getting interested in fashion?
Okay.
Or like, what happened?
I don't know what happened, but I knew like when it happened. It happened from my senior year in high school, and then to my freshman year in college. Like when I got to college, that's when I actually started caring about what I wore. And like I wore a lot of stuff from like H&M and stuff like that, like just basic, basic shorts, good shoes, like nice shirts. I don't know, it's just like basic clean looks. And I thought I was doing pretty well for myself.
Yeah.
I was pretty happy with what I had. But then it got the way I describe it, I think some people think my fashion's gotten worse. Like I used to look nice and clean and presentable freshman year, but now I just look like semi-homeless. Like all my clothes don't fit me, like they're all oversized, like they're baggy. I wear like beanies.
It's definitely like an acquired taste. Like, people would not like it.
I love it. Like I feel like my fashion has developed very well for me personally. Cause like it's definitely become something that I represent myself as.
Yeah.
Like I can like identify myself with my fashion very well. I couldn't say that for myself freshman year.
Right.
Because I didn't like necessarily like it, but I knew it looked good. Yeah. But now I just love it and I know like I feel like it looks good. But like yeah. And then like from like freshman year of college to sophomore year, that's when my sophomore year I was wearing like I was really into like weird color combinations. Like really bright colors and
not neon. Did you do neon?
I once got a neon shirt, but it didn't fit me.
Oh.
But I wanted to keep it. I still liked it. I should have kept it.
Mm.
But yeah, I was into like, oh my god. For some reason, I wore those Tevas. You know Tevas, right? The sandals.
Yeah. Oh no, really?
And I wore like weird socks with them.
Oh.
I mean, like, it's kind of like edgy, I guess, but it's mostly cringy.
You know what? But it's still good that you like. You were developing.
Yeah, I was experimenting very hard. Very yeah. hard. I still am. That's how I describe myself, experimenting.
Yeah.
I guess I can't really describe anything, but like I experiment a lot with my clothing.
I think we're gonna have another podcast where we talk about where we wanna take our fashion next.
Yeah. What we see next. And well, I don't really know what's next for me.
I know what's next for me.
I have no idea what's next for me. I'll just see what happens.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I would say that I think that my change was when I started to notice trends that I liked.
But when did it happen?
Well, okay, so there was like a little bit of development. I remember junior year, I started noticing things that I liked. I was like, wow, that person looks good. Uh-huh. And I would be like, wow, this person looks good or something like that.
And who are those people? Like people at your school? Or
no,
like
people at my church and then my sister's friends or like...
Okay, like people you see outside of school.
Yeah. Or sometimes my family too. And then I started to, I had a good fashion sense. I just never really cared enough for me to want to do something.
Okay. So you appreciated fashion.
Yeah.
But you never took any strides to make that change.
Right. Like I would look at somebody, I'd be like, dang, he like looks good.
Okay. But
I wouldn't want to be like, I should try to do that too. And then I think it was towards like the end of my junior year, like start of my senior year, pretty much the same. Mm-hmm. My cousin started this thing where she was wearing all black. Okay. She had like completely changed her closet, like thrown everything out. And she was just kind of just wearing all black. But there were like different looks. Like sometimes formal all black. Sometimes it would be casual all black. And she started doing it to like the point, you know, where people were starting noticing. They were like, dang, do you have any color in your closet? Like this, that. And I started to be like, dang, she looks fire.
Really?
I loved it. And she went to another church, so I was like, shoot, maybe I could do the same thing.
At your church?
Yeah, my church. So I just started wearing all black. And I was just, I was looking around. I was like trying to find different things that were all black. This is when I started shopping for myself consistently. And when I had my own car and I could start going to like places to find clothes that I was looking for, that's when I started to have a better look too.
Okay.
So when I had all black, I was going through that phase and I wore a lot of like Adidas. I really liked Adidas too.
Mm-hmm.
I still do like Adidas, but not like, I'm not obsessed with them or whatever. Shut up. Anyway, I wore that all black. And then after a while I was like, shoot, I'm kind of copying my cousin. Like I should try to find my own thing.
Yeah, you are.
Shut up.
Okay.
And so I went on to find my own thing and I started looking at some different colors and things like that. And so, yeah.
That was like the worst like transition. Like you literally went from freshman year to like, okay, yeah, that's it.
No, okay, well, because
what
like,
do you mean?
Okay, okay.
Like, so what did you wear? Like describe some things that you wore that were colorful.
That were colorful?
Yeah.
Okay, so what I would do is I would start trying to find different pieces, especially seasonal, that I liked.
Okay.
So it was autumn time and I was like, let me go try to find some autumn colored pants. So I got these like nice burgundy pants and I got a gray sweater. And this was something that I would like wear that I liked that looked good.
Was this look similar to like what you have today?
Yeah, it was pretty similar. But cool. Okay. Like right now I'm different than I was back then. Because I did not wear, I don't know. Like, I guess I was more casual. I was more athletic leisure back then.
Okay.
So I would wear like my Adidas black. I would wear some like Adidas black shoes, like maybe Sambas. And I would wear Adidas tracksuit pants. And then I would have a nice jacket, a sleek jacket, black jacket or something like that. And something like that. Yeah, that would be a look for me when I was wearing all black. And then I transitioned to maybe some casual shoes, some casual boots paired with some like khaki pants or khaki joggers. This was also when I went through the jogger phase. I would have like different colored joggers. So I'd have like khaki joggers and I'd have black joggers and I'd have like blue joggers. And I'd pair them with different colored shirts too. So yeah. And I never wore white, even when I was going through colors.
Really?
Didn't wear white.
White was like one of my favorite colors to wear.
Really?
I was like the opposite of you.
Yeah, you kind of wear.
I loved like white shoes and stuff like that.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
And white shirts.
It does look good. I look at it now and I'm like,
doesn't white make you look like fat or something like that? Or is it black?
What?
One of the colors makes you look fat and one that makes you look slim.
I don't know about that.
No, I think it's true.
Maybe it is.
I think white makes you look fatter.
Really?
Yeah. I think black makes you look slimmer.
Hmm. Just wear more black.
You should.
All right. Thanks for listening to Off Script once again.
Off Script. Wow. You like name.
It? I think it sounds good.
I think it sounds all right.
Daniel's not.
I think you can catch on.
Catch us next week when we have a different name. Because Daniel's not satisfied.
I'm just not satisfied. We could do better.
Okay. Well, I think
I don't know. Yeah, Off Script. That's it.
All right. Thanks for listening. Bye.
No, wrong button.